This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook, as well as going over to our Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean 1 double E. Why do I say for what it's worth? Twitter is absolutely, for the most part, a waste of time. We have about 30-some thousand friends over there right now, so we just keep it rolling. But outside of that, folks, it is what it is. And if you'd like to check us out and you are on Twitter, go to Bradley Dean 1 double E, Bradley Dean 1. You can also give us a call at any time over the next 45 minutes. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, are you sick and tired of chasing your tail like the little dog that just can't get a hold of it through circular reasoning through the conservatives and the counterfeit Christians across the country? Well, that's why you have an alternate here called Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Who are the Sons of Liberty? Sons of Liberty, folks, were established in 1772. It was Correspondence of Committee, which kept the colonies together by making them aware of everything that was going on. They were the ones that were giving them the truth, along with the Black Robe Regiment, who were the heroes of the day that preceded our forefathers. And the Black Robe Regiment were the preachers of the day who were fearless. As a matter of fact, they got the name Black Robe Regiment from the tyrant across the sea, across the pond, named Tyrant King George III. He meant it as a slang. They looked at it as an honor that they would be called. They owned the Black Robe Regiment. And why wouldn't they, friends? They were called to be the light of the world, and they were exposing a tyrant who wanted to be play and accuse the brethren as the accuser of the brethren. And why wouldn't they? Again, friends, that's how we defeated a tyrant. And when you look at the Declaration of Independence, three-quarters of that documentation, once again, friends, is our forefathers throwing off a tyrant that would not be ruled by God. And that's why our forefathers told us either you're going to be obedient to God or else you're going to fall to tyrants. Either it's going to be the Bible or the bayonet. And Ben Franklin said resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. And we talk so much about that, friends, but it's just a great reminder to remember that our feet are upon the rock here as a constitutional republic, on the Mosaic Institution, on the seedbed, which is the Declaration of Independence. And what preceded the Declaration of Independence? The Mayflower Compact. And folks, you want to talk about smacks of the pulpit? There you have it. Read the Mayflower Compact. And keep in mind, that was written by them that you've been taught to believe that they were called the pilgrims. When in fact, they were pilgrims, but did you know that they were called the saints before they were called the pilgrims by modern historians who wanted to revise our history? Well, there you have it right there. Folks, what we're going to be doing is, yesterday I spent some time on exposing what's going going on in public schools. They're teaching what in public schools? We were just in a store the other day, and we noticed everywhere we look, back to school this and back to school that, and clothes and papers and pencils and pens and you name it, was all back to school. And I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to give the people a heads up, a month head start as to what is going on in public schools. And friends, do keep in mind, dictators always go to the next generation. It's important that you understand that every dictator, there's nothing new under the sun. They all do the same thing that their father, the devil, teaches them. Go to the young people, indoctrinate them to overthrow the old is what they want to do. And if you look at Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal himself in the White House today, friends, we found just last week that he was actually taking Mao Zedong bulbs and putting them on the Christmas tree in the White House. He's a communist. He's a criminal, folks. And I want you to understand, too, friends, when you look at those that represent we the people and they call themselves Christians, you know, it's interesting to note that it doesn't line up with the fruit of their lives in many cases, does it? No, because, friends, we have been told over and over and over again to be not deceived. We have been told over and over and over again, many will come in my name. And Jesus told us clearly in Matthew 7 that we again are to judge them by their fruit, not by what they say. You know, I remember seeing a movie back in the, it was from the 50s era. And an individual was asked, it was a politician, and the individual asked the politician, so who do you believe in? He said, well, in front of the people, I believe in them all. He said, but in private, I believe in none of them. And folks, that is exactly the opposite of how we are to respond or how we are to represent in this country, folks. You know, who you are in secret is really who you are. And that is exactly why you're to look at that liberty as a jewel, friends. And you're to suspect anybody that approaches that jewel of representation, said Patrick Henry. Going back to the Sons of Liberty, you do need to know that it was Samuel Adams, cousin to John Adams, the second president of the United States, who, by the way, was the Massachusetts governor back in the day. Godly men, yes, indeed. James Otis, Paul Revere, Patrick Henry. Folks, we can go on. John Hancock. For those that didn't know, did you know that John Hancock was the first one to sign the Declaration of Independence? Did you see how big and bold he wrote his John Hancock? That's where you got that term from. Where's your John Hancock? He made it big and bold. You know why? Because he wanted the tyrant across the pond, namely, again, King George III, to actually read his signature without having to remove his spectacles. I mean, folks, these were not effeminate men. These were not a bunch of capitulators. They didn't turn and run in the day of battle. Read Psalm 78 when you get a moment. No, these are the men that took it to the tyrants. That's our forefathers. That's the lessons that have been laid for us, friends. And the Bible tells us that we're to follow in their footsteps. And I want to tell you what, we follow Christ. You follow me as I follow Christ, saith our forefathers. And where they leave off Christ, then guess what? You leave off our forefathers. But I'll tell you what an exhibition of a Christian walk concerning our forefathers to establish what we have over 240 years later. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history, friends. Look at these foreign countries that continuously change their constitutions. Some have even emulated our constitution in hopes of getting the same result. I'll tell you what, the Bible tells us, without the spirit, the letter is dead. The letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. See, we are a Christian nation because the spirit of Christ has abode upon the people of this country. And keep in mind, we were raised hearing this. God has shed his grace upon us. Indeed, he has, friends. Now let's respond to heaven because God has blessed America. Now let's bless God. We're going to go back to the schools, and I'm going to show you that you never lost the right getting you prepared for the up-and-coming school year. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who said the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. We all know that the young people are the future and hope of America, and yet why are we not investing in them? We find that most politicians who are raising thousands and in some cases millions of dollars are not interested in the up-and-coming generations, but in only funding their own campaigns so they can continuously play the game of politics without resolve, with no change, and that leaves Americans on the losing side. Isn't it about time for the truth to be heard and to sincerely restore America back to the founding principles that made it great? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that our freedoms are preserved for all generations to come. And if you desire to see our nation restored, then please support our work by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and clicking that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Join together with us in fighting the good fight of faith and taking back America unto Christ.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Do call in at any time, regardless of how you approach the show. It's up to you. We invite all to share their thoughts, even if they're wrong, and absolutely if they're right. Cool? 1-866-582-9933. Remember what I'm telling you right now. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, said, "The Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty." Remember what I'm telling you right now. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, said, "The Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty." Now, let me jump over to this because yesterday we were talking about how the adults, namely 78% of their of the American population, professes to be Christians, yet it's the Christians and the conservatives and the patriots, 86% of which in this country, that are dropping their kids off to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. Okay? They're the ones complaining about what government is doing when in fact they have no business educating anybody's kids in this country. But as long as the American people basically do as I say but don't do as I do, saith the parents to their kids in their hypocrisy, "Hey, listen, you know better, kid. Hey, come on, you know better than that. That's a bunch of lies." Well, if the kids are sitting there looking at their parents saying, "Well, then why are you dropping me off in this cesspool of indoctrination? Why are you throwing me into this pool of sharks of indoctrination?" I mean, would you take your kids at any time, take them to a restaurant, put little, just pepper a little poison around the steak and say, "Hey, go ahead and eat that steak. Just watch out for the little poison that's been peppered on that steak." Well, that's exactly what parents are doing when they're dropping their kids off at a public school. Now, on the other hand, if you have Christian kids that have enough Christian fortitude to go in and bring about change to a public school, that's a big difference, okay? And I know that those that are feeling condemned or convicted right now are looking for an excuse to get away from what I just called you out for by saying, "Well, you know what? That's my kid. That's my kid. He knows the Word of God enough." Well, let me ask you something. Is he taking a stand? Is he making a change? Because if he isn't, then you're the problem, okay? So again, we're talking about two different people here. But let me get back to this, because yesterday I shared with you that students never lost the right. And interestingly enough, because the American people, namely the professed church in America, and I'm going to put everybody into that category really quick. As long as you make yourself wolves, said Ben Franklin, I'm sorry, as long as you make yourself sheep, forgive me. He said the wolves will devour you. As long as you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour you. And that is exactly what's happening today, because the church in this country never lost the right to do what it's always done. It's only forfeited its right. And what's on the heels of the professed Christians that have forfeited their rights? Well, atheism, homosexuality, now Sharia law, trying to bring their indoctrination into public schools, like it or not. Hey, folks, guess which dog is going to win? The one that you feed the most. And we can see that your enemies, America, have been feeding off of the sheep because you've allowed them to become the wolves as you've made yourself the sheep. And it is time for you to wake up. Listen, Martin Luther, the great reformer, said, "Where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved. And to be steady on all the battlefields beside is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point." Again, Martin Luther. "Where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved. And to be steady on all battlefields besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point." Now, let me take you over to a radio interview I did. It was a conservative outlet, and I'm not, hey folks, I'm not backhanding anybody outside of the fact that I want to let you know that you're being destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. But when I was doing a radio interview concerning our First Amendment victory in Boca Raton, Florida, which happens to be our second victory in a year, the show host was mentioning that the Christian religion is under incessant attack in public schools. He complained that soon we would not have the right to say certain things in public schools. Hey folks, does that sound like the America you know? But this was a conservative dummying down, adding to the Kool-Aid that they've already drank to stupefy them all the more, to submit themselves to everybody but Christ. I then said to the show host, "You never lost the right." He was dumbfounded. I said, "Students have the right to pray on a public school campus. They've never lost the right." I said, "Students have the right to read their Bible on a public school campus. They never lost the right." Who told you that you lost the right? "Students have the right to form religious clubs on campuses. Christians never lost that right." "Students have the right to hand out tracts, flyers, or other religious material on campus. Christians never lost that right." "Students have the right to do research papers, speeches, etc. with religious themes." "Students never lost the right." Who told you, America, that you lost that right? I'm asking you, who told you that you lost the right to do what you've always done in the past, from the inception and the conception of this country to the present? You've never lost the right. "Students have the right to be exempt from participating in assignments that are contrary to their religious beliefs." And by the way, this is all applicable to those that have fallen for the fact that we should have public schools in the first place. I wanted to set that record straight. Read Proverbs 22:6 when you get a moment. Hey folks, "Students have the right to discuss religious issues even though other students may overhear them." Who told them that they no longer have the right? Now folks, I want to tell you something. It was about 20 years ago when I first got saved. I was going to a local church. And I remember a youth pastor had called me up and he wanted me to give my testimony because Teen Challenge was going to be up there. This was in Minnesota here. And I'll tell you what, I went up and I gave my testimony, and then I felt comfortable enough to actually go back up there again. And for about a year and a half, I listened to this youth pastor do nothing but talk about how he is going to go into the public high schools and reach out to the young people. For a year and a half, week after week, week after week, month after month, month after month, friends, I listened to him do nothing but talk. Hey folks, The world needs to see your faith. They don't need to hear what you say you believe in. They need to see him. Christians are called to bring the answers to the world, America, not to talk about them. It got to the point where one day he called me up and he said, "Hey, Bradley, will you meet me at this high school?" It was one of the big, well, actually, it was the biggest high school in Minnesota. It was Blaine, Minnesota. He said, "Meet me in the lunchroom." So I went to Blaine High School because I was all about doing what he was talking about. I wanted to show my faith by my works. And I went there, and I remember going into a back corner table where he was sitting. And he had some of his church leaders, he called them, come and sit down. There was probably three of his church leaders from his local youth pastor parsonage over at the table sitting with him. And I remember walking over there, and I sat there, and I looked at him, and I was, to be honest with you guys, I was jacked. I was angry. And I looked at him, and I said, "What are we doing sitting here on the outskirts of the lunchroom at Blaine High School?" I said, "Why don't you go do a mandatory assembly for all 3,000 students rather than sitting over here like a scared chicken talking about the Jesus that you really don't believe in?" You know, Jesus spoke as one having authority. He was bold. Bold to find out Webster's 1828. Forward to danger. Folks, what is so dangerous about living out your faith in this country? You have every right in the world that God has bestowed upon you. You have every law in this country standing behind you that you have never lost. So why is it that you're so timid? Why is it that you've given up your rights? Why is it that you forfeited your rights? Why is it, older people, that you've taught your kids not to talk about Jesus in a public school? And then you wonder why God isn't showing up on your behalf? Hey, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, friends. And we're not deniers here. When you begin to deny the Christ, you better bet your bottom dollar, sooner or later, friends, he's going to deny you, and you're going to wish you hadn't. And that is threatening. And when you look in the New Testament, from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all the way to the book of Revelation, folks, Jesus is constantly using scriptures to threaten people into the position of where they're supposed to be. I know that there's many people out there right now that they're reasonable people. I want to show you what your reason has done to your faith. Reason is the greatest enemy to faith, and because you've reasoned yourself out of what God promised through His Son, Jesus Christ, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, now you're in the bed that you made. How does that work out for you? This isn't a word of discouragement, friends. It's a word of reproof, correction, and instructions in righteousness to get it right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Oh, if Americans only understood their history. Everything about, hey folks, we've been in Jamestown. We've been in Williamsburg. We've been to Yorktown. My father's and your father's fingerprints are everywhere concerning the foundations of this country, in which you cannot deny. And the only people that deny it are those that have been, folks, you get, again, I love the saying, but you could transport these people that deny that we're a Christian nation. You could transport them to the sun and they wouldn't see it. And I want to tell you why they wouldn't see it. Because they don't want to see it. And interestingly enough, right before the break, I was just sharing with you, friends, how reason has been, it's taken the place of your faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But yet we've taken on this great reasoning today. But we've allowed, some have allowed, I'm sorry, revisionists to come in and revise everything that we are into the image of their own ungodly, devilish selves. And for the most part, the American people have taken it on and said, okay, we'll just follow like a bunch of little sheep, and we'll leave everything up to God, because after all, God's on his throne, yep, and God's on his throne waiting for the church to do what it's commanded to do, and the church in America fails to do it. And then they get the results. Because they fail to do it. You don't do that. Hey, folks, you can say you have a job all day long, but until you go to work, you're not going to get paid. In many ways, that's exactly the same. Common sense comes into play here, friends. It really does. You don't reap until you first sow. And we have, you know what's interesting is we have so many people in this country that profess to be Christians and nobody around them even knows about it. And I want to tell you why. Some say, well, we just, you know, we're quiet about our faith. I want to tell you why you're quiet about your faith. Because you don't have any faith. Why is it in public schools today, kids are afraid to stand up and do that, which is right? Well, first of all, they don't have the Spirit of Christ. The Bible says, strong confidence have they that fear the Lord, hating evil, pride, arrogancy in the evil way. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. Blessed is the man that keepeth judgment at all times. Isaiah 56, Proverbs 8, 20, and Proverbs 8. Strong confidence have they that fear the Lord. Where's the confidence? Are you seeing that in this country? No. And I want to tell you why. Because they're dead in their sins. Read 1 Corinthians 15 when you get a moment. They're faithless. And they're out there telling everybody about a Jesus that they themselves don't even know or are unified with. Because they've never bore the cross. Therefore, they don't know the power of God unto salvation. Hey, folks, I'm here to tell you today you've never lost the right. And you need to tell your kids they've never lost the right. You know, it was John Hancock, one of the Sons of Liberty, that said, resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast, that means fixed in direction, and with your proper sense of your dependency upon God, nobly defend those rights which heaven gave, and no man ought to take from us. Why are you so apt, America, to just throw your hands up and say, well, you know, it's the end times. You all know that, right? Yeah, them worthless devils. Oh, it's, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. It's the rapture, man. The rapture's coming. Really, yeah, you just want to be raptured from responsibility. That's all. And that's really what it comes down to. You're good for nothing, and the devil can't even use you. And because you refuse to keep the commandments of the Lord, you want to offer up to the next generation that there's no hope. You're worthless. You're worthless. And don't walk around telling everybody about how you're a Christian when in fact you don't bear the fruit whatsoever. You know, interestingly enough, again, when you read 1 John, it says, to he who hath the Son hath life. Where's the life? There is no life. Therefore, you don't have the Son. And again, if you did, where's the fruit? You know, despite the fact that America, we have rights, it amazes me how much time people will spend proclaiming defeat and giving power over to corruption when then they still have the freedom to do the right things. America, you still have the freedom to right the wrongs. And the reason the wrongs aren't righted is because you don't want to do the right thing. And I want to tell you, the right time to do the right thing is right now, not tomorrow. And if you want to procrastinate with your freedoms, why don't you go to Arlington Cemetery and apologize, because you should be ashamed for what you procrastinated away. And what is procrastination? It's the biggest robber of blessings. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. Isn't it interesting how tomorrow never comes, procrastinators? Again, despite the fact that we have rights, it amazes me how much time, folks, they'll defend it. And the reason they're defending what they don't do is because they don't do it. They're defending themselves. If the American people would instead spend their time bringing about resolve by upholding the law, advocating judgment, and thereby establishing righteousness and peace, we would have a different country in a week. But apparently that's not what this country wants to hear. They want the politicians to do it for them. You know, I want to say something to that, too. Right during the break, did you hear about how Donald Trump said that the co-creators of ISIS are both Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama? Isn't it interesting how people are starting to catch up to the facts? Because when you look at Barack Hussein Obama and or Hillary Clinton, hey, folks, two sides of the same coin. Isn't it interesting that everything they do advocates and advances ISIS at every step? Well, Donald Trump said that they were the co-creators of it. Of course they are. Who does it work for? That's all you have to ask yourself. Wake up, America. But I want to say this of Donald Trump. Donald Trump has enough information on Hillary Clinton to put her out of the race tomorrow. Why isn't he doing it, America? He's got enough facts on Hillary Clinton and the Clinton administration. How come he's not bringing them forth? How come he's not talking about all the dead people around the Clintons? How come he's not talking about the acts of treason committed by both Bill and Hillary? I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg. How come he's not calling them out for who they really are, friends? Why is he endorsing Paul Ryan, who gave everything over to none other than Barack Hussein Obama just this last December? Which funded Barack Hussein Obama's transformation of America, which I'm humored by. I really am. Donald Trump has got enough information to destroy her, to put her out of the race tomorrow. How come he's not doing it? And by the way, what he said about Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton being co-creators of ISIS, hey folks, a fact is a fact. And the fruit is there. So let's judge them by that fruit. How haven't they advanced? How haven't they aided our supposed enemy, ISIS, both within and without? When are you going to wake up, America? When are you going to wake up? And to your own demise, you just turn the other cheek. And I'm here to tell you once again as a Christian, yep, I have one cheek. Go ahead, smack it. Go ahead and smack the other side. But I want to tell you what, after the second time, you're on your own. When are you going to wake up and play the man? When are you going to wake up and play the woman of God and the man of God? I was just sharing with you, despite the fact that we have rights, it amazes me how much time people will spend proclaiming defeat and giving power over to corruption. I mean, here you have the criminals accusing the law abiders, and that's exactly what you're feeding into today. And we're talking about rights in public schools that you've never lost. Hey, the American people have been led to believe that the anti-American groups such as the ACLU have a right to violate our founding documents. No, they do not. People have also been deceived into thinking that students in public schools belong to the government, as if to say the federal government is free to violate the 10th Amendment at will. No, they do not. We are the government, America. Read the preamble of the Constitution of the United States. We, the people of the United States. Government derives its just powers from the consent of we, the people. We are the government in this country, America. Let me explain, as someone who has taken the time to read our founding documents, saying thank you to our veterans, both in the spiritual and in the natural. The Bible, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, even other founding documents. Articles of a Confederation, going back to the Declaration, as well as that which preceded the Declaration, and what would that be called? It would be called the Mayflower Compact. I can find nowhere where I have lost any of my rights unless I'm willing to give them up. Did you hear what I said? The purpose of government is to ensure our rights, not to take them away. And when reading the above documents, I have to remember that men fought, bled, and died to give me my blood-bought freedoms. And this may sound over the top to some, but honoring their sacrifice is the reason that I stand my ground and fight today. Too many people fought, bled, and died, giving me the freedoms that I have, and I'm not about to roll over in the face of some tyrant who thinks he's going to go ahead and do what he wants to do without consequence. You may as well just go ahead and spit on the graves of those in Arlington if you're going to continuously let these criminals do the things that they're doing. I always say God is willing to give you what you're willing to fight for, Hebrews 11. You know, if we're to ask the professing church in America for permission to reach out to our posterity, they would say that, well, you could not cross lines between church and state, and I know some of you have been anticipating if I'm going to hit this or not. Hey, folks, I know from experience, in their ignorance and apathy, they think their assumptions are correct, not knowing that they are falling in line with the ideology of the ACLU, a communist organization whose founder, Roger Baldwin, stated, communism is the goal of the ACLU. Hey, by the way, we did a high school out in Dunkerton, Iowa, some time back. And, of course, the state-controlled media got in there and they blew it way out of proportion. And then the ACLU did a little smear campaign on me. And we took a freeze frame of the shot of what they put out there online. Well, our attorney sent them a letter the very next day. The very next day, we get a response from the ACLU. The ACLU said, we have no idea what you're talking about. See what happens when you know what the law says, America? Then you have them on their heels.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Tim Brown with SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and FreedomOutpost.com. I've been following the Sons of Liberty's ministry for a few years now, and I've gotten to know Bradley Dean on a more personal level since writing about his battles for the youth of America inside the government indoctrination centers we call public schools. He's the real deal. He loves God, and he genuinely loves people. And the message is always one that calls people to remembrance, a remembrance of the price paid for their freedoms by our veterans in the natural realm and the Lord Jesus Christ in the spiritual. As a result of the message, Bradley calls upon people to turn from sin and do what is good and holy before God, obeying his law. I encourage you to support the Sons of Liberty, knowing that the heart of the ministry is to love people enough to tell them the truth and call them back to the old paths, walking in the fear of the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I have one more portion of this during this last segment, but I'm going to take Tom from Baltimore, trusting that he's going to be as swift as possible, considering that I have one more little segment to go. Tom, welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
I will make it quick, Mr. Bradley. I know how you hate folks calling in at the very last minute. Fortunately, unlike several years ago, I can't catch you live every day. Sometimes at the end of the week I can. Oftentimes I only catch the last half hour. But I just wanted to call to thank you, your wife Stephanie, and that fine young man Sam of yours for what you do each day. I very much appreciate your message. Although, just for your listeners who don't appreciate it and take offense, I might have a special skill set, being that I spent many years in the inner city having people say to me in very angry ways very ugly things, and sometimes passion can be mistaken for anger. So I appreciate your passion and the message that you give.
I appreciate it, Tom, and I want to let you know, too, there is a reason. I got a lot of Nicodemuses that come to me at night. They want to talk to me outside of the radio show. We're the number one radio show on Genesis Communication Networks for a reason, because people that do hate me, they are religious about listening to the show every single day, and I see it on their blogs, and I so appreciate them. But you know what? The majority, once again, the silent majority, is listening. And if we could get that silent majority to stand up and be the voice of 318 million people that actually live in this country, boy, Tom, I'm telling you what, we could do some serious damage, yeah? Oh, we lost him. Okay. I'm sorry. But that was my point. And thank you for the call, Tom. I greatly appreciate it. I really do. And I know people love to just give the time to the squeaky wheel. And there are people that don't like my show. There is organizations that record this show. And I'm glad they listen to this show. Many of them are probably saved now that used to hate my guts, now understand exactly what I'm talking about, and they realize I'm not hating on them, but I'm loving on them. And the fact of the matter is I'm sick and tired of people professing Christianity when in fact Christ is folks, he's AWOL. He has nothing to do with them people. And that's exactly what the Pharisees of the day said. Jesus said if they be blind leaders of the blind, he said, hey, let them all go into the ditch because that's where they're at. These are the people I'm exposing. Are they redeemable? That's between them and their God. But the fact of the matter is if they're not going to leave, then they need to get out of the way so we can educate people as to why so many are in the ditch. Okay? We're talking about rights. We've never lost our rights. I'm talking about the professing church. Hey, folks, do you realize that if I was to take any advice from the professing church at the beginning of my ministry, I would have never did one high school at all. Not one. Furthermore, we did in 24 states, I believe it's 26 now because we just did Alaska, but in 26 different states, we had another state in there as well, Texas, we have done over 360 schools, 98 of them have been public schools because we've never lost the right to do what we've always done. They're afraid of some confrontation. They're afraid to actually stand for him who died for them for some reason or other. I don't know why. I don't understand it. I don't want to understand it. They're not worthy. They're worthless. And they really are. They're more of a problem than they are anything else, friends. Because what they'll do is at all costs defend themselves to make sure that, listen, what the ACLU says is true, when in fact it's not. I was telling you right before the last segment, the end of the last segment, I had the ACLU come out against me at one particular school. They did a little splash on me. They did a little smear campaign on me. And see, these people are used to just throwing their weight around. And what I did is I caught wind of it and we froze the page. We took a picture of the page. We sent it over to our attorney because when these clowns, these communists come after us, we directly turn around and we go back after them. They don't know how to respond. They're not used to that. So we sent a letter to the ACLU in New York. We get a letter back the very next day. The very next day. And they said, we have no idea what you're talking about. Little did they know that we film everything and we take pictures of everything that we do. Why? Because of these sort of people in this country. And furthermore, before even highlighting any of these articles, I also wanted to let you know that we tried to get Rob Boston from Americans for Separation of Church and State on the radio with us, but he wouldn't get on the radio with us, friends. Because he knows that I'm going to read the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights that God has bestowed upon us. And he doesn't want that. He wants to go along with the state-controlled narrative and just drop it on people that cannot retaliate lawfully. And when you do that lawfully, friends, guess what? They just deny it. See, the professing church would be right. And this is the only right thing they would be right about. If we were living in the communist Soviet Union, did you know where Article 52 of the Constitution in the Soviet Union, do you know what it states, friends? It states, the church in the USSR is separated from the state and the school from the church. Hey, folks, not the US of A. God bless America. God has blessed America. Folks, when you go to every state preamble in the United States of America, it all starts out acknowledging guess who? Before anybody represents we the people in this country, they all put their hand on that Bible, don't they? Yep, they sure do. In every building in our civil buildings, friends, why do you see Moses? Well, folks, we've been down this road a million times. Think with me. Think with me. The law is on our side, as well as God. And God is looking for those that will respond to the call. Many are called, but few are chosen. But who are the chosen? Those that respond to the call. Are you responding? One more point. President Thomas Jefferson, who coined the phrase separation of church and state, you've been told? That's not what he said. He said there's an erected wall, and what he was saying was barring the government from what it's doing to you today by attacking your faith and giving way to your foreign enemies. President Thomas Jefferson, who was also the president of the school board in Washington, D.C., stated that he preferred the Bible and Watts hymnals above all other books for school children. By the way, I have some of these books that were mandatory in the United States of America. They were Bible courses that you had to graduate and pass before you could graduate public schools. Well, that's not what I was told, saith the Christians out there, because they don't want to have to fight, friends. Hey, folks, they want insurance. They want fire insurance. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. These are the ones that are talking about rapture. These are the ones that are talking about the end times. Hey, folks, the end times have been going on for 2,000 years in this country. Yeah, and I know the signs of the times, but I'm not looking for an excuse to be raptured from responsibility as if to suggest God is going to raise up an army to pull them out before the battle. What Bible are you reading? But President Thomas Jefferson, the Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty. Boy, that is, again, contrary to what I've been told. And you know who's spreading the lies? The professed church. The professed church. They made themselves sheep, and they wonder why the wolves are devouring. It's twofold, friends. Do not forget that. But again, if I were to ask the professing church of today for the blessings to get the job done, hey, folks, which we did throughout 360 schools, I think we had two or three pastors that were involved, that were willing to stand up and get involved because they actually cared about their young people enough to fight for them. Three. Hey, folks, again, if I was to ask the professing church of today for the blessing to get the job done, you know what? I'd still be sitting in one of their dead sermons or under one of their dead sermons, wouldn't I? Hey, you know, if you listen to what President Harry Truman rightly stated, he said, I wonder how far Moses would have gone if he had taken a poll in Egypt. I mean, what would Jesus Christ have preached if he had taken a poll in Israel, friends? Where would the Reformation have gone if Martin Luther had to take a poll? It isn't polls or public opinion of the moment that counts. It's right and wrong and that which pleases our Heavenly Father. It's the call of God. It's responding to it. And knowing it's in the Word of God and that you're being led of the Spirit, you don't ask men for permission to obey God. The revelation came from Jesus Christ, not of man. And nor are we men pleasers. We're God pleasers. Read Galatians 1. See, it's a right and a wrong and a leadership. Men with fortitude, honesty, and a belief in the right that makes epics in the history of the world. So therefore, if you love your posterity, tell them the truth. Educate them. Fight for them. America, you have God on your side. You have the law on your side. And the victory is sure to those who have the courage to see things through. And I didn't say it was going to be easy. Remember what Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. What are you leaving to your children? Love you enough to tell you the truth? 1 John 3:18, deeds not words. We'll talk to you in 23 for 2 hours. See ya!
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.